Chapter 1. No one called me Kira anymore. Lucy, dear. Mr. Truelight worked hard to think of me as his granddaughter, Lucy, and lying wasn't easy for a mind reader.
Would it be possible for you to check on the protesters at the gate? I'd like to know if we'll have any trouble.
His voice was halting and thick, but it carried in the luxurious quiet of the limousine to the driver up front. Speaking out loud shattered the illusion that I was a mind reader like everyone else, but the driver had seen enough to know I wasn't a mind reader, or Mr. Truelight's granddaughter. He still didn't suspect who I really was, which was a good thing. I'm in range now, sir. I'll check to see if there's any change from when we left. Mr. Truelight's mansion was nearly a quarter mile away along the crazy rich North Shore, well outside the range of most mindjackers. But that wouldn't be a problem for me. I mentally reached for the minds of the protesters camped outside the wrought iron gate and easily pushed into the soft jello of their minds. They were all mind readers, waving their banners to protest the export of Truelight Electronics jobs to Canada. Each had their own mindset, and the flavors clashed in the back of my throat. Wild berry from a radical teen girl, wood shavings from an older factory worker, and a musky smell from the leader. A new protester stood separate from the rest, probably because they couldn't tolerate his scrambled thoughts. Dipping into his mind was like riding the tilt-a-whirl at Six Flags, and his mind scent burned with the peppermint taste of someone driven mad by the change into a mind reader at adolescence. In the city, there were lots of demens that roamed the streets instead of being locked up in a demens ward, but it was unusual to find one here in the suburbs of Chicago New Metro. Just what I needed. No sense in alarming the boss, though. The protesters are still there, Mr. Truelight. No jackers, though. I could easily mindjack the demens guy if I had to. It wouldn't be difficult so much as unpleasant, but a mindjacker would be a lot worse. It had been a while since I'd tangled with another jacker, and I was out of practice. I hoped to stay that way. I smoothed my hands down my tailored dress pants, and the seats adjusted to give me a mechanical hug as I sat taller. The fabric of the seats was like silk, if silk warmed to your touch and rippled like water when you moved. The not-quite-realness of the fabric matched the fake stone lantern by the limo door and the holographic koi pond below our feet. The scent of rainwater wafted through the spacious interior, too fresh to be the water exhaust from the hydro engine. Mr. Truelight sipped tea from a delicate white cup trimmed in gold, then set it down on the bamboo tray between us.
"What about the gentleman joining us today?"
He meant the trio of high-powered executives in the limo behind us, along with my dad and two of Mr. Truelight's bodyguards. They were coming to the estate to negotiate a big business deal.
"Are you sure there are no lurking mindjackers? This merger is important, and I want to make sure we're not unduly influenced on either side."
"I'm sure, Mr. Truelight," I said. "Besides, Mr. O'Reilly would have already alerted us if there was a problem." My dad had changed his name, too. He couldn't be Officer Patrick Moore of Naval Intelligence anymore, not with a famous mindjacker for a daughter. I skimmed the minds of the executives again, just to give Mr. Truelight a heads up. "Although the skinny guy in the seat next to him is planning on robbing you blind in the..." I plucked the term from his mind. "Securities package transfer exchange."
"Yes, I know."
His thoughts drifted to the delicate mental dance he would perform to secure the merger deal. I could easily jack the executives to do whatever Mr. Truelight wanted, but he had never asked me to influence a business deal. When he hired my dad and me, he made it clear he wanted mind guard security, not jack workers to mind control his business partners. And when the Jacker clan attacked our home in Gurnee, Mr. Truelight offered to create our own personal witness protection program, with a move to Libertyville and new identities for my family. It was Mr. Truelight's idea for the granddaughter cover story. He seemed like a guardian angel sent to protect us from the fallout of telling the world that mindjackers existed.